وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at traits that you and I need to have, and if we don't, we need to seek them, attain them, and more importantly, we need to practice them. One of these traits that we have been talking about in previous episodes is patience, sabr. One of the verses in the Quran that deals with this concept is in chapter An-Nahl, in verse 127 and even 126. Let's look at 126, which is related to our topic, human rights. Allah says, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. And that's the concept of an eye for an eye and a teeth for a teeth or a tooth for a tooth. That if you want to punish, punish at the exact measure of how you've been punished. Do not transgress. That's to begin with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in most of the times in the Quran, when it comes to matters of retaliation or compensation, he says, yeah, you can take your right, but there's something better. There's always something better that you can do. In this ayah, Allah says, yeah, sure, if someone does harm to you, you can do harm to them at the same amount, but there's always a but. He says, وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. However, if you are patient, it is much better for the patient. The result that you will see if you become patient is much better than if you retaliate and take your due right by force. Patience always has its merits. Sometimes we human beings, we're impatient. Allah says, خُلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ هَلُوعًا. We're constantly in a hurry. But having the virtue of patience, it pays. So when it comes to patience, it can help us address sometimes even the root cause of a human right violation. Many human rights and many human rights issues, they stem from a deep-seated problem in society, such as poverty, inequality, lack of education. This all could lead to causes that, you know, people act in a different way with me and you. And therefore, me and you, we will always try to retaliate and return when someone does any of these things to us. But the Quran says, لَإِن صَبَرْتُمْ. If you would exercise patience, لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. It is much better for them. So when we address these issues that require a long-term patient approaches to these problems that involves working with the community, we can find a more sustainable solution. Because we're thinking, we're contemplating. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be patient now. Let me see what the problem is. Let me see what's causing people to act in such a way. Why is people hostile to me? What's driving them to this action towards me? I can only think it clearly and truly if I exercise patience. If I have patient, or if I am patient, I should say, then we can try to come and solve these issues. Otherwise, it's going to be chaotic. And, you know, look at wars, because people don't exercise self-restraint and patience. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we started with the verse 126 and 127 of Surah An-Nahl. So Allah says, okay, sure, you can, you know, punish in the same way you've been punished, but patience is good for you, it's better for you. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make us take this concept more clearly, He directs the talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because sometimes when I tell you an advice and I give you an advice, even though you know it is the right thing, but then your emotions, your impulses jump in the way, and then you say, no, I won't do that. Allah says, I'm going to make an example of this for you. So He directs the talk to whom? To His beloved messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَاسْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And be patient. For your patience is only possible through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. And don't be sad. وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضِيقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And don't, you know, stress too much about how they plot against you. So Allah says, look at your messenger. He's an example for you. وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Iswatun Hasana, you have a great example in the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at him. If we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the persecution he went through, the pain he went through, the suffering he went through, he could have retaliated. He could have acted back. Bani Hashim were constantly, you know, they had their hands on their swords and they could start chopping off heads. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, this merciful being, he exercised patience to its best. Even patience did not have patience over the patience of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Count the number of patience that I've just said. So he himself exercised the highest level of patience. But what was the result? Because Allah says, خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ Patience is good for those who are patient. Look at the result. The result is that you have Islam. The result is that you have Muslims. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Islam is absolutely unstoppable. No matter how much the West and the enemies of Islam plot against Islam, their plots just go to waste. The efforts they put in, the money they put in, did not work. Even when they had to use the crusaders back in the day, and now they're using their armies, they're still failing miserably. This would not have been possible if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not exercised patience. So you see that if I and you, instead of retaliating, instead of trying to take our rights by force, or trying to, you know, seek vengeance on those who wrongdo us, if we exercise patience, then what will happen is that we will be victorious at the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I will turn things towards you with patience. You take your right yourself, and I have nothing to do with you anymore. Because you done it. You took your right. What happens next? It's not up to me. It's up to the other person. That's the concept of free will. So we need to be very careful when it comes to patience. We need to exercise it correctly, and we need to have it to begin with. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.